The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors. Keep on, keep on.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Drive here on 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield and also 88.1 WSBR Lee. That's right. We're going to talk about that this morning, too. This is our sixth anniversary program here on WTBR FM. We count 6 years from the time that this radio station was uprooted from its former home at Taconic High School, brought to Pittsfield Community TV. And given a new lease on life, if you were, and I think that it's always worth a celebration of that time, a look back at all the years that we've already had here and what's in the future. We're going to talk about all those things this morning. Looking forward to that. First, let's get to the weather forecast and find out what's in store for us today.
Berkshire weather.
WTBR radar weather for the Pittsfield area today, mostly cloudy. Cold with highs in the lower 30s. West wind 15 to 20 miles per hour with gusts up to 35 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Cold with lows around 16. West wind 15 to 20 miles per hour with gusts up to 35 miles per hour. Saturday, partly sunny in the morning, then becoming mostly cloudy. Cold with highs in the mid-20s. West wind 15 to 20 miles per hour with gusts up to 40 miles per hour. Wind chill values as low as zero. Weather forecasts for WTBR-FM are provided by the National Weather Service.
And there you have it, the weather for today. And it is going to get cold. I hear we're going to have a kind of a cold snap over the next week or so with some 0-degree wind chills and everything that comes along with the January kind of stuff. That's what we got coming up for us. All right, welcome back. This is Morning Drive on 89.7 WTBR FM. And we have a wonderful set of guests here this morning. We have Mayor Peter Marchetti is here with us this morning. We have the regular host of Morning Drive, Mr. Bill Sturgeon. And we have the chair of the Pittsfield School Committee, Bill Cameron. I want to welcome all of you to the show. And thank you so much for being here this morning to help us commemorate and celebrate this community radio station on its sixth anniversary of moving to Pittsfield Community Television. And kick it off there, Bill, why don't you?
Well, thank Peter and Dr. Cameron and you, Sean. I have to give Sean, and he doesn't like this, but I'm going to give him the necessary credit for, one, taking over PCTV and / WTBR, and signing on to take this station and keep it alive. It was earmarked for the grave pit, and I think a lot of us, Mayor Marchetti, Dr. Cameron, Sean, can't forget Kathy Yon and the school committee at that time. Peter was chairman of the city council. And Sean and the whole team, this was, we kind of missed the boat, Sean and I. We said, well, I'll be off the air for about a week. Yeah. We had no
you
idea.
You just didn't say how many weeks.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, good point. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Yeah, we'll be on the air in a week. I won't say what week.
Yeah, yeah. And Sean will tell you we underestimated all that's entailed in doing this. And I Anthony Lepora, this is a shout out to you. Without your legal guidance, pro bono, I might say, we'd never be able to be on the air or still on the air. So this station and myself and everybody here owes you a lot. But Kathy, here's what's happened. There were a lot more people scheduled, as they say in the UK, scheduled to be here, except the flu hit,
yeah,
and COVID hit. So I want to thank both Peter and Dr. Cameron. Sean, this station has come a long way from when we first started.
Yeah, it sure has. And, you know, we certainly give our hats off to all the people who came before as well.
That's right.
It's very difficult to start something and to keep something running and going. And be successful for many, many years. And the early people, Mr. Bob Cooper, for example,
great guy.
At Taconic High School, who him and his early students, some of whom still come through our doors here and tell us all the tales of how much fun they had and what a how much work it was putting the station on the air. In the early to mid 70s, and how at one point it was only listenable, you know, within the school boundaries, and then they got their FCC license, which was a really big milestone, and then it was broadcasting all throughout the city. We've seen news articles from that era talking about all the activity, and there were some controversies as well, you know, as you could imagine, all along the way. And then, you know, the station, I think, had its ups and downs in terms of, you know, either listenership or maybe there were times where the station had been silent for a while.
Yeah.
There was no activity. And then there was another burst of activity in the mid-2000s with a group of people, Larry Kraka, Joe Mindlin, Brad Lorenz, Tom Harrison, those folks who sort of brought the station back to life and, you know, and was a very strong presence again in the community for a number of years until, you know, the city decides to build a new Taconic High School, right? And that's where sort of this anniversary show picks up its steam. At that point, and I'm sure we'll talk about it, there wasn't room or a plan in that new school for a radio station. And the school committee at the time was looking for a partner for bringing the station, keeping it alive, keeping it in the community. And that's where our story here at PCTV picks up. So with that brief introduction, let's talk to some of the people who were there at the time while this was happening.
And introduce who just came in.
And I will
do that. The current chairperson of the city council. What a lucky guy.
Good morning, Pete.
Morning, everyone. Sorry I'm late.
That's all right.
Sean,
that's live radio. We've got to love it.
Jump full into it.
Yes, sir.
There's from the past.
There we go.
That was taken day one by Ben Garver, and I've kept it. Adam Hines actually sent it to me when he was a state. But that was the first minutes of the show.
Yeah. And for our radio audience, I'm holding up a picture that was taken and released in the Berkshire Eagle. And that was a day very similar to today, where we were just opening this studio, the studio we're talking in this morning, that we carved out of an old office space here at PCTV and shuffled people around and moved people around and made it a priority to keep the radio station alive. You have to have a studio space, right? You have to have a place where you can bring people together like we're doing here this morning and talking about local issues. We've done a lot of that in the last 6 years. Hundreds, really, hundreds and hundreds of programs of all kinds of different content, interview programs like this, music programs of all different genres. It's been the studio has actually seen quite a bit of abuse and many stories have been told here.
Before I forget, and I don't know how I could, but when you're 77, you'll try to figure it out too. Dr. Jake McCandless and Mayor Linda Tyer were at their positions and went along with it and helped. And I will just say this and then we'll interview. We made, I think, our bones, and I've said this in the past, we made our bones during COVID. We never missed a step, never missed a program, had the most current information, had the mayor on the TV, radio, had my I had this public health people on, doctors on. So that's when people started tuning in because we were basically the only ones covering it.
Well, of course, there were limited things you could do during that time period, too. So I think maybe we saw a bit of a listener bump at that point.
Yeah. Well, again, that letter from the FCC about me singing Irish songs on the air and the suspension of the license would be in effect.
We said we wouldn't talk about that this morning. All right, so let's move on to talk to some of the people that were there in the room while the story was unfolding. Let's talk to Mayor Marchetti first, who at the time you were also the president of Pittsfield Community TV, of the board of directors. Yeah. And this was kind of a major project that we had to take on at that time.
Yeah, I mean, I think we had Bill really beating the drum of we need to do this, we need to do this, we need to do this. So if we want to blame someone for this, we blame Bill. If we want to give credit for this, we give it to Bill, so he gets both.
No.
And, you know, PCTV board was in a really unique place at the time. The board had seen some transition, and we were in the process of saying, uh-oh, we need a new executive director, and how are we going to do this? The former executive director was lukewarm on the idea of bringing a radio station into the fold. Mm. And it was like, okay, how are we going to do this? And so we started under that executive director. I think that really begins to show where true partnerships come because, you know, boards provide direction for executive directors. They don't necessarily mandate everything they need to do. But if the board says, we're going to get a radio station, then the executive director has to figure it out. And that's where you come in, Sean, mm-hmm. because we made the transition for executive directors. And I don't think you've ever stepped away from a challenge before. So we're going to bring a radio station to Pittsfield Community Television. You got to be out of your mind. But yeah, we're going to do that. And, you know, we had some conversations. But I think if we kind of look at it and we go to the root of where we're at, we still have a true partnership with the Pittsfield School Department and Pittsfield Community Television, something that we established a long time ago because the owners of the license is the schools, but the operator is PCTV, and you know, we work in collaboration to make sure that it happens. And, you know, if you look at the variety of shows that now happen here at PCTV, I would dare to say that potentially from the, I'm going to call it, rebirth of WTBR and the fact that we kept it alive, I think that also helped prod a really exciting thing that happened at Taconic High School and the collaboration that happened there where their vocational team helped create the set of a TV station. Yeah. And now, geez, kids at Taconic are learning how to do public broadcasting,
right.
Which... Yeah. You know, I had a hard time when we said this, well, radio and TV got to be close to the same. So like a TV station can manage a radio. Sure, except for the three letters of FCC that adds a whole layer of rules, laws, challenges that from a public access TV station we didn't have. And so, I mean, I think if you draw the timeline, and I think most of us in this room have been into the Taconic TV station, you know, they're giving you a run for your money, Sean, about the quality of the studio and stuff.
Unquestionable.
And, you know, so, I mean, I think that when you look at the collaboration, somehow this played into that in one way, shape, or form. And, you know, I think we're all crazy. I'd hate to say that Bill is to blame because then I became the bad guy as the president of the board who went, okay, it's my job to corral these guys to say yes, which we did. And so here we are today.
And for the record, I was always in favor of doing it.
Yes,
and
always.
I also thought that TV and radio had some pretty unique synergies, although I never realized how much work was involved from many different perspectives to get a radio station back on the air and to make it work. Everything from technical engineering to FCC and legal to programming to automation to, you know, the studio space and everything else. It's a big undertaking. And, you know, we do it all really for the listeners and for the community. That's the ultimate goal. We always have to remember that that's why we're here and that's why we're doing this, because it's important. And Dr. Cameron, I just want to sort of toss over to you for a moment, because Mayor Marchetti mentioned the FCC, and you were on the school committee at the time when this transition was happening, and you were also aware of previous issues and liabilities that the school committee had with running a radio station. And there were, you know, I guess you would say varying degrees of commitment over the years about whether the school department should be in the business of running a radio station. So how did that play into bringing this station here and continuing to make it a community asset?
Well, thank you, Sean. I don't know how many people are aware of how unusual it is for a high school to have a radio station. A lot of colleges have radio stations, but I'm not saying we're unique. There may be others, but they're pretty rare.
Mm-hmm.
And Pittsfield, when Taconic was built, I think it goes back, Taconic opened the originally, I think, in 68 or something like that. And there had been a radio station in place when I started working here 10 years after the opening of Taconic.
Yeah.
And it's a pretty remarkable thing. The foresight, if that's the right term to use, or the anticipation of an avenue for creative expression for students, but also technical preparation for working in communications like that, of the people who were originally present in designing the programming at Taconic, deserve an enormous amount of credit. And the school building authority, Massachusetts School Building Authority, when the new Taconic was being designed, would not cover the cost of a radio station being part of the facility out there.
Right.
And that's, I think, because it was so rare. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't, at that point, it wasn't a Chapter 74. That is a licensed vocational program.
Right.
But you're right that over the years, there were a lot of ups and downs with the radio station. You mentioned Bob Cooper, who was a really steadying force there. I mean, he had made a major commitment of his time to working with the students to make sure that it was a quality operation out there. But there were tugs of war, I don't know which it is, over control of the broadcasting. There were some, I'll say, adults or community members who had perhaps jumped into the breach at some point when students were not particularly active, and trying to sort all of that out over the years became problematical. But the opportunity to bring that educational resource, WTBR, to into the PCTV facility and operation here was a tremendous benefit to this community. And you had mentioned a moment ago, or maybe it was the mayor, I'm sorry, about the Chapter 74, I'm trying to think what the exact title is, but it's a programming for television and radio. And I think that this station complements that enormously. And you know, we're looking for really great things. That program start out there, it's only 2 years old. They have a very dynamic teacher who has a lot of experience in this field. And the enrollment has gone from, I think, two kids the first year to they have probably a dozen kids this year.
Yeah.
I think it's going to continue to expand because the students themselves perceive that you're not working at a machine. They're out in the community running programming and putting things together that can be broadcast on PCTV. And I know that Bill uses the studio out there sometimes for his radio program. So the connection between PCTV and WTBR has been a real boon for this community, in my view.
Yeah, and it's great compliment to know that the folks at Taconic are doing the kind of programming and giving students some of that real-world experience As you mentioned, Bill, bringing Morning Drive there once a month or so.
Yep.
That's a real experience for the students. As I know, I've seen them. They jump right in, and they're very serious about their roles, right? And this is a live TV and radio program, so it's, you know, it's being counted down. There's no like second chance. You're live, so it has to work. It has to happen at that time, and if not, you have to make something else. You have to figure something out. That's the way this business works. So it's
improvise
that kind of
experience. And overcome, I call it.
Right, yeah.
Like when you used to be live at 7:20, you'd get a call. Hey, Bill, the kids just woke up. They're sick. I'm not going to make it.
That was always a bummer when you lived so close to Tacoma.
Yeah,
right?
Hey, Peter, roll down a hill. You don't have your jammers on. Don't worry. But I just have to dovetail 1 minute. Mr. Choquette, Jamie Choquette, the teacher of that program, I don't know where they found him. The guy's dynamic. And it's shown through the kids. When we do the show there, Sean has to come in early here. But the kiddos are there at 6:45 to get all their stuff fired up and zoned and colorful, you know, lighting. And you're right, Mr. Or Dr. Cameron. These kids are into it. I mean, they are really into it. And I'm sure it makes Dr. McCandless happy. It makes the school committee happy, obviously, and the superintendent. But it makes me really happy because this was a gem. And to have lost it would have been really sad.
Yeah, and in addition to what we were just talking about, they also produce a couple of regular programs. They produce something called the Thunder Report, which is their weekly video news program about the school, and that is aired on PCTV as well. And then they produce a podcast called Up on Taconic, and that is also turned into a radio show that's heard here on WTBR FM every Monday at 6 p.m. So the students are definitely engaged in continuing to work in collaboration with an outlet like PCTV and WTBR, which we're very happy that they've chosen to do so.
Sean, if I could just say one other thing. Bill just mentioned Jake McCandless. I think if it hadn't been for his enthusiastic, not just support, but his interest in continuing WTBR, this might not have ever taken place, because there were discussions. I came in on the school committee this time around late in the process, but I know that there were people who were highly dubious about this and should we surrender the license and so forth. And I'm so glad that not just the school committee, but the administration and the districts persevered in pursuing this so that this could take place. I think Jake was a really a central figure in helping make this happen.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And I think that he was also weighing some very difficult issues, as the mayor was talking about with PCTV, weighing those issues as well. Do we take this on as a project or not? And Dr. McCandless is probably thinking, well, is this a good thing to do, to hand this over to PCTV? Will they be good stewards of this? You know, will this allow us a little bit of freedom to not have to worry so much about the liability of the station? And, you know, so I think we put in a certain set of rules and had structures in place and were able to watch it and monitor it a little bit better. And I think that set him at ease. And I think he realized, I don't want to put words in his mouth, that it would be a good place and a good thing for the community. And we're always appreciative of the thoughts and the efforts that he had to put in to make that happen.
And committee member Elias, Dan Elias, who I think is still on the board here.
Yes.
He regularly reports on the meetings in some detail so that the committee and the public generally are made aware of what's happening, if you will, behind the scenes.
Right. And actually, that is, and we'll tie that back to what has to happen for the FCC that Mayor Marchetti mentioned earlier. For a radio station like WTBR-FM, we're required to post 4 times a year, once a quarter, an issues and programs report and put that up into our public information file. That is an official document for the FCC. If you don't do that, you are fined by the FCC and you could potentially lose your license. It's a regular thing that you have to do. But that community advisory board that you mentioned that Dan Elias sits on and Bill Sturgeon sits on as well, monitors those types of things and makes sure that we're continuing to do the things that we need to do to fulfill the license. So it's all the things that, you know, that people don't see behind the scenes, which is fine because they shouldn't have to. Users can come in and operate the station and do all the different programs that I talked about, 34 regular programs on the air every single week. And listeners can tune in and always find a good solid signal on 89.7 and something to listen to. So you shouldn't have to worry about all the stuff behind the scenes. That's what we have to do. This is 89.7 WTBR FM, and we're on Morning Drive here. If you're just tuning in, we're on our sixth anniversary show, the sixth anniversary of the station moving here to Pittsfield Community TV. And I just want to bring Councilor Pete White into the discussion. Thanks for being here this morning, Pete, as well.
No, it's great to be here, and I really appreciate all the work that went into this because I was a regular just guest.
You certainly were.
On the old morning show with WTBR, and I could not have imagined if we had lost this station.
Hmm.
Having it at the school was nice. Mm-hmm. I wish that it had been running when I was at Taconic. If it was, I knew nothing about it because I think it was dark at the time.
Yeah.
You know, we didn't even know what were down those doors in that hallway. But to see, I've been looking at the CD-sized advertisements on the wall for all the different shows that have come in. And it's great that, you know, there are still ties to Taconic, but there's so many ties into the community with the shows that are on. I know I get most of my information from Morning Drive in the morning. You know, people ask, how do you know what's going on? I listen to WTBR in the morning, and it really gives a great overview of all of the resources and everything we have. So, you know, the work that was put into this station is so important to our community and the continuation of the connections with the school. I always love hearing when Bill goes live from Taconic, wishing that those are the days I was on because it's a shorter trip into the station. But
you may be the next guest.
Right? Works for me. I'm a little bit further up that hill than Pete, Mayor Marchetti. But, you know, what this station means to the community and what it's been able to continue with is, you know, invaluable. And, you know, knowing and watching along with all the work that you put in, just really thank you to all of you for that.
Yep. Well, and I think you bring up a really good point that it's the content and the information that the station puts out and continues to provide to the listeners. That's the important thing. That's why you keep a community radio station on the air. And also, you know, when we do fundraisers, which this morning is not one of those, you're always welcome to donate to the station. I'll say that. Shameless plug. But, you know, those days when we do a fundraiser like the Radiothon in November and we see that kind of support come in from ordinary listeners, from people that are, you know, with us all throughout the year, but we hear from them on that day and they say, you know, yes, you're doing a good job. Keep that station on the air. That's the rewarding part. And we know that's because of the content and because of the shows that are on the air. People enjoy it, like having it. You know, at the ready when they get in their car, it's preset number one. I'm sure it is, so that's really important. Go ahead, Bill.
Well, I have to tell this story. We were putting the station together. When I say we, I was here.
You were watching.
Yes, thank you. I was supervising. So I came in and I said, "Where's Sean?" They said he's in the radio station. So I go, "Sean's not in here," and I hear, "Yes, I am." He was under this counter right here wiring something. I expected him to light up like a Christmas tree. But it was a lot. I never regret all the effort that went into it. I can't thank Dr. McCandless, Mr. Marchetti, the mayor, school committee. We had our naysayers. I mean, as in life, there's always. But I think we've, through your efforts and all the people who work here permanently, plus the producers, we made this a viable station that people listen to.
Yep.
I mean, I go into different venues and they have it on.
And I will say, too, you know, kudos to those 34 producers who are continually.
Absolutely.
It's a passion project for them as it is for us, right? They come in, they're not getting paid to do this. They're learning something about radio, about being a broadcaster. They're sharing their passion for whether it's the talk that they do, sports or news or, you know, just general information, or it's music, any number of different genres of music. They do that because they enjoy it, and it's fun. And it's also something that the rest of the community, if you're listening right now, if you want to call us, our main number is 413-445-4234. You can visit our website at WTBRFM.com, and you can find out how you can get involved and do a program like other people. Those airtime slots are filling up, I got to say, but there's always more room and more time, and we'll find a place for you. This is 89.7 WTBR FM and 88.1 WSBR in Lee. We're going to talk about that in the second half of the show.
Breaking news.
Right, we're breaking it this morning. But this is our sixth anniversary show here on WTBR. We're speaking with Mayor Pete Marchetti, Bill Sturgeon, the regular host of Morning Drive, Dr. Bill Cameron, the chair of Pittsfield School Committee, and Pete White, the president of the Pittsfield City Council. This is an august group of people here, and we're very, very honored to have all of you to be here and celebrate with us this morning. We really appreciate that. Let's take our top of the hour break, as we always do, and we will come back and talk more about this radio station, your community radio station here, WTBR-FM. We'll be right back after this.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR-FM.
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs to help our community thrive. Greylock Federal, with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org.
Missed an episode of your favorite show? Have no fear, because we have podcasts. Type in WTBRFM.com/podcast on your favorite browser and search for your favorite show. It's that simple.
Wonder what happened to those great local PCTV channels? Did you lose them? No worries, they're still there. Go to cable channels 1301, 1302, and 1303 to watch the best local content on television. News and information, sports and entertainment, city council, school committee, July 4th parade. It's all there waiting for you. Pittsfield Community Television. For over 30 years, we are still your local television.
My name is Courtney. I was born and raised here in the Berkshires. Substance use is in my family, in my friends' lives, and in my neighborhood. I have lost my marriage, my sister, and close friends. I am the voice of addiction. Addiction impacts all of us, not just those that are in active drug use. I carry Narcan because the person I save is someone's loved one. If I can save a life, I will. Recovery can start with a life saved.
Support for this public service announcement comes from Berkshire Community College and Park Square Productions.
Welcome to the M&M Show. I'm Michelle.
And I'm Mike.
Listen to us every Tuesday from 10 to 12 for eclectic variety of 70s to today of every genre on WTBR 89.7 Pittsfield Community Radio.
Radio like it used to be.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. BCC provides access to higher education to everyone in Berkshire County and beyond, offering more than 50 high-quality programs, small class sizes, and an affordable education to help their students of all ages achieve their dreams. At BCC, their middle name is Community. And UCP of Western Mass. Turn passion into purpose when you apply at UCP of Western Mass, now offering full and part-time opportunities to provide a life without limits for people with disabilities. It's more than just a job, it's our identity. Apply today at ucpwma.org/jobs.
Radio for people who used to love radio. Welcome back, WTBR.
And now back to the Morning Drive on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
Yes, welcome back to a Morning Drive here on 89.7 WTBR FM, and we have our panel this morning talking about the sixth anniversary of WTBR's operations and studios moving to Pittsfield Community TV. And it seems like yesterday. I remember it very, very warmly, knowing we cut the ribbon right outside the door of this studio and walked in and did our first show. It was quite a momentous occasion, something I'll always remember because I know how much work went into it from multiple different angles. So many people were involved to make this work. It was a true team effort, and we'll talk more about that here in just a moment. First, let's go to the weather forecast and find out what we have in store here in our Berkshire County weather from the National Weather Service.
WTBR radar weather for the Pittsfield area. Today, mostly cloudy. Cold with highs in the lower 30s. West wind 15 to 20 miles per hour with gusts up to 35 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Cold with lows around 16. West wind 15 to 20 miles per hour with gusts up to 35 miles per hour. Saturday, partly sunny in the morning, then becoming mostly cloudy. Cold with highs in the mid-20s. West wind 15 to 20 miles per hour with gusts up to 40 miles per hour. Wind chill values as low as zero. Weather forecasts for WTBR-FM are provided by the National Weather Service.
There you go. Some winter temperatures coming up for us. And yeah, we can do that. It's January. We expect it. No problem. We can handle it. This is WTBR-FM. And I'd like to welcome also our listeners in Lee, Lenox, and Stockbridge on a new frequency. I hope that we have some folks listening down there, and I know that we will build it more and more as we go along. That's our frequency of 88.1 WSBR in Lee. And this is a station that I guess we're kind of announcing it for the first time this morning. It's been a project that's been in the works for almost 4 years, believe it or not. Bill talked about how long it took to get WTBR back on the air, and that was 6 months. It's taken a full, 3.5 years or so of work and effort on behalf of PCTV and the board of directors here to establish a new frequency to extend the reach of this community radio station. And we've accomplished that. We're on the air now in those communities, and we're really, really happy about that. And we're hoping to build more of an audience for this important community station further south. And it definitely extends the reach of all of those programs that we talked about in the first half. Everybody who's on the air and using this microphone here in this studio now, their voice is amplified even further than it was before with just the single radio station. So, Bill, go ahead.
I congratulate you, Sean. Yeah, you give credit to a lot of people, but you're the guy I've had to fill out those numerous forms and deal with all the antenna people and the transmit and the FCC. But you're right, we are a growing station, and I don't think there's a lot of stations that can say that today.
Yeah,
we are getting new listeners. And I would be remiss if I didn't thank some of my guests that come on all the time. Dr. Cameron, for one. Pete White, for another. Mm-hmm. The mayor. The bishop, William Byrne, out of Springfield. Congressman Richard Neal. Representative John Barrett. State Senator
Paul Mark.
Thank you. That's what happens when you get old. What time is it? Paul Mark. And Trish Farley Bouvier, and formerly State Representative Pignatelli,
right.
and so many other people, the late Elisa Torrey, who runs RSVP, mm-hmm. people. My goal, I said years ago when I got in another station, my goal is to be informational, educational, and have a few laughs along the way. And I have to just say this, and then I'll turn it over to you. I had two people that wrote to me every day I was on the air. They both have left us. And to say that they were harsh and not complimentary would be a kind statement. My wife and I used to sit with coffee and read the comments. And if you have to have the skin of an armadillo.
I would advise against that.
yeah. But a long story short, one of them passed, and because of relatives that I knew of this person, I went to the spouse came up and gave me a big hug and said, "Oh, he loved listening to your program every day." That's how he expresses love. Anyhow, I applaud all my audience and all the people who listen all day. More and more I go into places, and this is the online station. So thank you, Sean. Mm-hmm. Thank all the people here who make it comfortable. And thank these folks sitting here and others who saw the same dream I saw. I just couldn't see it going. Yeah. It was.
And let's mention Mayor Marchetti. At the time that we first embarked on the opportunity, which, by the way, it doesn't just come. You can't just say, "I'm going to build a new radio station,"
yeah.
Right? It's a very highly regulated process. In fact, the FCC doesn't allow for an opportunity to even apply to get a new station other than maybe once every 10 to 15 years. And they opened up this window of opportunity in 2021. And at that moment, the board of directors at PCTV had another big decision. Do we go down this road? Is this something that we want to pursue? And what were the pluses and minuses to everything? And we did vote to move forward with it. And here we are 3 years later with a new station, a new presence, if you will, extending the reach of this station. Talk about some of those early discussions.
Well, I mean, I think when we go way back to, again, blaming Bill, and actually going into Dr. McCandless' office and saying, "Hey, I think we have this idea or concept," I never could tell in the very beginning whether Dr. McCandless was just trying to appease us and say, "Okay, they're on my calendar, I have a meeting,"
yeah.
Or
yeah.
If it is something that he really was interested in. It took a little bit of time in meetings to figure out that, hey, he's really serious about this. And so, like, on our end, I think our harder part, you know, like I said, we were in transition between executive directors, and having a conversation with one was different than having a conversation with another. Not saying one was better or worse, but, you know, different conversations. You know, I think where we miss the mark is not even about building the radio station, but jumping through all the hoops of applying for the transfer of license, jumping through all the FCC hoops of what we needed to do. And, you know, I'm kind of proud of us that we could do that in 6 months, and then it took 3.5 years to go the next leg and be able to, hey, we want to expand our footprint and have a new station ID and, you know, kind of expand. So, you know, I mean, I think on our end of stuff, it was trying to make the commitment, and a lot of conversation about could we financially afford to do so.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that was the biggest conversation. PCT is funded based on a franchise agreement with the city of Pittsfield, which is currently expired.
Right.
And I don't think that's a surprise or a secret or something that's not normal.
No, it's pretty normal,
pretty common,
unfortunately, yeah.
And so, you know, how do we take on a radio? How do we, you know, and I think some of the boards were like, board members were like, how much more in electricity is it going to cost us? And can we afford that electricity? And are we going to have to hire more people to monitor the station? And, you know, what's the licensing fees? And what's this? And what's that? And you know, in reality, the dollar amount attached to WTBR is 1% of PCT, maybe 2% of the PCTV operating budget. It's not that much because, you know, the staff is already paid for.
Right.
We didn't hire anyone. I think those were where we were at of how do we make this transition? And what if we go and it's a flop, right? I mean, 25 plus years ago, Jerry Doyle appointed me to the PCTV board, and I thought, well, this is a waste of time. Who listens to that nonsense? We'll go to the grocery store and hang out there for about an hour, which makes it a 3-hour trip, and have people go, "I saw you on TV." Okay, well, what show? Because I wasn't on TV yesterday. And then you learn the number of people that watch it. If you're on the school committee or you're on the city council or you're the mayor, you learn quickly how many people tune in to watch meetings.
Yeah.
And you can't say, oh, there's a faithful group of people that turn on 6 o'clock on Tuesday night or 6 o'clock on Wednesday night, because they're watching the rerun the following Tuesday night.
Exactly.
Or they're watching it on demand, or they're watching it at midnight when they can't sleep. I mean, for me, one of the most exciting things was to watch the rerun of a Conservation Commission meeting that I was on at midnight, because I knew it was going to help me fall asleep. So we all used PCTV for whatever we wanted to use it for. And so we learned quickly that WTBR has the same effect.
Yeah.
Right? I saw you on TV, or I heard you on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we've got a couple shows that simulcast, not much, but...
yeah. And I got to say, if there was ever a win-win, it was keeping and bringing this radio station into the fold of PCTV. Just knowing that it was a shot in the arm for our organization as well, because it brought in a whole new group of people who were members of the community who were interested in radio, but maybe never had any thought about working on TV, right? And they were just a completely different group. And as Mayor Marchetti mentioned, you know, there are some simulcast programs as well, people that want to do both TV and radio, like this program, for example, where you can tune into Channel 1301 Access Pittsfield and watch the program, which I know a number of people do, or you can just put your radio on to 89.7 or now 88.1 in South Berkshire and tune in and listen to the program at any time. So it was a win for PCTV. It was a win for those producers and people who want to be active in it. I think it's a win for the community at large, being able to have the benefit of this programming and the station always on. And Dr. Cameron, let's talk about how, and I know I've discussed this with your fellow school committee man, Dan Elias, about the reach of the station and how important that will be as we extend the reach further south to the programming, let's say, like up on Taconic or any of the other programs on WTBR, how important that is to get that out to a wider audience.
Well, you know, it's funny you should mention that, because as you were sitting there talking about this, I was not aware until now that WTBR was going to have broadcasting capacity into the southern part of the county, or at least the south that's immediately adjacent to Pittsfield. But if we can make programming, educational programming, by which I mean enrollment, say, in vocational programs at Taconic, if we can not just talk about it, but people can actually hear what's involved and experience what the students would be involved with were they, say, to want to get into this production program, I think that would be a boon for the kids and families in the communities to our south, as well as to Pittsfield. You know, there's a shortage, I want to say a paucity almost, of vocational opportunities in the southern part of the county.
Mm-hmm.
There are students who go to Westfield or Smith Vocational and or Taconic.
Mm-hmm.
But this, I think, is a great way to acquaint people who may not be familiar with what opportunities there are for students coming out of eighth grade and going into high school, who may be interested in a trade or something, a career.
Right.
I don't know that that's the primary value of this, but it certainly is a value attached to it that it's a great promotion for what's taking place in Taconic.
Yeah, for sure. And Pete White, I know you want to jump in on this too. And you know, being able to bring more information to a wider audience, and also the thought that Berkshire County sometimes gets bifurcated, if you will. We have these imaginary borders. We think of Pittsfield and Central Berkshire County as one area. South Berkshire is another area. North Berkshire is a different area, each with their own, you know, concerns and issues. But sometimes we miss the fact that we have common interests also. We have common issues that we can talk about and, you know, maybe talk about how we can get some of that content and multiple people talking about things that concern all of us by extending a reach of a station like this.
Yeah, thanks for that, Sean. Some of the things I was thinking about while Dr. Cameron was talking, you know, definitely great points of selling how great our schools are here you know, letting people see those vocational programs, our academics that are going on that are top-notch programs. But I'm also thinking when Commissioner Morales comes on talking about big projects that, yeah, they're going on in Pittsfield, but they affect everyone who drives through the county. I'm thinking about when, you know, we're lucky enough to have Congressman Neal on regularly with Bill Sturgeon. The bishop is on. Those are programs that really affect the entire Western Mass. So Absolutely. It's great that we're being able to get those out to more people and just letting more people know what's going on in Pittsfield.
Yeah.
You know, to me, you know, we've had some of the best pushes on information over the last year that I've ever seen in the city, and people still say, you know, they're not sure of what's going on. So I'm hopeful that, you know, people can see that, you know, we have things going on here. They'll know when there's going to be a delay or some new project going on. But I'm also thinking how great it is, you know, we know all of the state reps and the senator because of, you know, both of your efforts on Morning Drive. You know, we'll get to know Lee Davis, our new state representative from the Southern Berkshire area now. And it'll be even better for, you know, Smitty Pignatelli came on all the time with only a couple of his towns possibly hearing. So having that extra reach, so we'll get to have more incentive for people to come on so we can learn more about other things going on in the Berkshires. Because we do have that problem of, you know, we're really three counties, north, central, and south. And this is one more way we can bring everyone together. And, you know, hopefully we'll get up, you know, I can usually listen to WTBR pretty far into my drive, but I also, you know, it may switch over to, you know, one of the web apps. You know, now I think one of the greatest things I learned is when you could just tune into WTBR.com and listen to anywhere in the world. So, you know, I'm out in Indianapolis for a trip over the week, summer, and I'm listening to WTBR in the morning as if I was at home. So I look forward to seeing how many more South County listeners we get out of that, you know, to promote our schools, to promote projects going on, but also to hear the great programming that's already going on here.
Yeah, it's fun taking a trip somewhere outside of Berkshire County and saying, you know, I can just tune into WTBR. I'm driving in the car, whatever. I'll just dial that up. I'm guilty of that as well. This is Morning Drive here on 89.7 WTBR FM, and we have our great panel of guests here celebrating our sixth anniversary show. That's the sixth anniversary of moving this station and the studio and basically everything about 6 years ago and starting up a new journey for WTBR. That's what we did, and we're looking back on that this morning with our guest. And Bill, I guess you have kind of a new assignment now of bringing some Lee Lennox Stockbridge folks onto Morning Drive and exposing them to some of the other listenership. Yeah. That would be very interesting to hear some perspectives from that area as well.
I think to complement what Pete White just said too, what people don't understand completely is we have a wonderful delegation for Western Mass. Mm. And if they don't all swing the bat at the same time, we don't get any. Mm-hmm. I mean, I have cousins that live in South Boston, and the first one, he was a priest, and the second one was a cop, and the third one was a politician.
So sounds like a joke.
I think there's a firefighter in there
that's
somewhere.
That's not a joke. but. I applaud, and I have to be, I'd be remiss if we didn't thank Representative Pignatelli for all his years of service. Mm-hmm. But I'm excited about going to Southern Berkshire because we have a lot in common. And we want to be the community's radio station. Mm-hmm. It's in, we're Pittsfield Community Television, Pittsfield Community Radio, and I really strive to be part of the community, my programming. Like we do, one of the things I'm really most proud of is BCC Week. Just before every semester, we do BCC Week. And the number of positive feedback, I once had a peer of mine whose grandson was going to go somewhere for engineering, didn't know that BCC had engineering. Well, he listened to the show. His first 2 years at BCC, saved a lot of money and got a great education.
Yeah, And of course, BCC being an institution that serves the entire county,
right,
as well, right, and so that's again another theme of extending the reach of a community asset like WTBR is that when you have guests on from Berkshire Community College, you're really benefiting listeners all throughout the county that can tune in and hear that information.
And you know, to me, radio is a great way to communicate. I would like you to just tell the people, we're just not on the TV anymore. We're just not on the radio. Tell the folks all the things we're on, the web, streaming, and all that. Because if I do it, they'll never find it.
Well, of course, the PCTV side, the video side, you can go to pittsfieldtv.org, and you can look at all of the video on demand programs there. You can watch them right there on the website. If you have a Roku device or a Fire TV stick or an Apple TV, you can download a free app and then watch all that programming right on your big TV in your living room if you want, or your bedroom. And then if you want to get that on your mobile app, it's also available for download on your iOS device or your Android device. And those are, again, free apps. It's called PCTV Select. And you can download that from any of those app stores and watch the programming at any time completely free. So definitely something. And then, of course, on the WTBR side, if you go to WTBRFM.com, we have a great website there as well, which has the live stream that Councilor White talked about, being able to tune in anywhere in the world. And then also there's quite a long list of podcasts of all the different shows that happen here at WTBR. Yeah. If you missed an episode, imagine the podcast there is sort of like our video on demand for radio. But podcasting is just this wonderful, very popular format now that many, many people tune into and listen to on a regular basis. Yeah. You can subscribe to those podcasts and always get the latest episode downloaded to your device to listen to anytime you'd like. So there's lots of other things beyond, as you said, just the TV stations and just the radio stations. As if that wasn't enough, you do have all these other opportunities to watch and listen to this content.
Which is, I believe, my brother, God rest his soul, just passed away just before Thanksgiving. We listen every morning.
Mm. And he was in?
Jacksonville, Florida.
Florida. That's great.
So, yeah, and it's a lot of that, and it goes to you and the team here, the streaming, the down, the web, all that technical stuff. They never called me. They wanted to get it right. But
and
seriously,
obviously, big thanks go out to our staff here at PCTV.
Oh,
as Mayor Marchetti mentioned when we took the station over, I think one of my first questions to you was, well, are we going to get to hire somebody?
Nope.
He said, well, not at first. I think that was your answer.
Nope.
And here we are 6 years later, and we haven't hired anybody specifically to run the radio station. But that means that everybody here on staff chipped in and took a part of this, took a piece of what had to be done to make sure that the radio station could function and could be successful. And, you know, my hat's off to all of them, you know, including one former staff person who's now running a TV station up in North County, Matt Tucker, who did a great job of pulling a lot of the producers together and kept the programming committee running for many, many years. So, you know, it's definitely a team effort. I have the best staff in the world. I love coming into work and working with these people every single day, and I hope they feel the same way. We're getting close to the end of the program here, and we're just really, really happy to have had this chance to talk to you all on our sixth anniversary. It means a lot to me to be able to walk through this door every day and do the kind of work that I do, that I love, and to be able to provide that to members of the community and to keep the flame alive, if you will.
Yeah.
It's this is our, you know, our part of the marathon. This is what we're doing, and you know, we've seen many, many radio stations throughout the country either leaving the air, going out of business. There was just one, I don't know if anyone saw, Stephen King owned three radio stations up in Maine and decided it was time to let those go. They were unprofitable. They were commercial radio stations. I think two out of three of them did go off the air, and one of them got sold to somebody else. But, you know, it's a time where radio is under threat. It's a difficult time. And yet here we are, our community radio station in Pittsfield is growing and is thriving. And so that's a real testament to everybody who has put in time and effort and allowed this to move forward and continue. So my hat's off to him.
Well, the last in closing, all the people who contributed, you know who you are. again, the flu caught up with us.
Yeah.
But I will thank you for all of your support, all the people of that school committee, that mm-hmm. city council, the community. And again, we are community radio, and we will strive to be. At least I think we can make this commitment. Sean and I and all the people here will strive to be your community radio. Thank you for listening and watching.
Absolutely. We'll keep it going as long as we can. I'm sure I'll see many of you as guests on the show in the coming year. Look forward to that as well. All right, everybody. That's a wrap for our program this morning. And I hope you tune in again to Morning Drive, where on Monday, Bill will have a very special conversation with Evan and Kit Dobell.
Yes.
Talking about the Carter years. Very interesting conversation.
They were the chiefs of protocol for the Carter administration. Well, please listen in. It's a fascinating
Monday at 7:30. All right. Take care. Have a good weekend, everybody.